This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Go back to our talking text line. Covers the Saints and everything Louisiana sports-wise. Jeff Junkin. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, guys. Always good to talk to you.
Jeff, we got the quarterback, and I think the exclamation could stop there, but not only did you find out this year you got the right quarterback, you got the right left tackle, but how the head coach has handled the adversity of early season where nothing seemed to go right and weathering the storm. And I remember Sean Payton talking to Bobby and I about that first year and how everything came together. And he said, I was learning how to become a head coach, never been there before, which you've seen also the growth in Kellen Moore.
Yeah, I think we all know that the league is a head coach, quarterback-driven league, and trying to find those two positions and fill them with quality people is difficult. Everyone in the league is trying to do that, and the Saints have kind of wandered the desert since Sean Payton and Drew Brees left as that tandem and took the franchise to unprecedented heights, had unprecedented success for a decade and a half, and I think we all got spoiled and thought it was going to continue once they left, and we saw just how difficult it is. And I think there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about the future with what the Saints have and Kellen Moore, who's still a young head coach, the youngest head coach in the league, and Tyler Shuck, who played, I think, beyond everyone's expectations this year, including the Saints guys who were very high on him coming out of the draft. But I think he played even better than they expected.
Now, Jeff, and you look at it, obviously, when you're the head coach, you're the CEO, on and off the field, and you're not just a coordinator. But I think, and you know, Kellen Moore, I'm like, why does he give out so many damn game balls? It has to be special. You know, you can give offense, defense, special teams, and maybe one utility kind of person. But they was giving out 10, 12 balls. You know who he needs to give a game ball to? Brandon Staley. I think the hiring of defensive coordinator Brandon Staley – that was a grand slam there.
That's one of the best coaching jobs I've seen since I've covered the Saints. Talking to people in the building, guys, before the season, everyone was cautious and warning, hey, this is going to take a little while to transition to this 3-4 scheme. You all both know that it's a totally different animal in a 3-4 than what they look for in a 4-3, and they played so long in that Dennis Allen scheme, and what the prototypes are for that scheme are totally different in the front seven than what Brandon Staley is looking for. So everyone was basically waiting to see how this thing played out. And you could see as the season went on, the players got more confident and more comfortable in that scheme. And by the second half of the year, this was a really good defense. They were very synchronized on the back end with the front end. The pass rush was really getting after the Falcons yesterday, really made Kirk Cousins uncomfortable. And that young secondary with all those young players has really come along, and I think a lot of it has to do with Brandon Staley. I expect him to be back this year, but he's going to receive some head coaching interest around the league. And I think by next year, if they stack another year like this, he's going to be a head coach again.
Jeff, Chase Young, and we see this is the Chase Young I saw at Ohio State. We saw a flash of it in his rookie season with Washington. Then he had the knee injury, and he had a back injury, and, you know, different things, and then the calf injury. Because I remember Bob telling me, Mike, I think he's the MVP. Watching him in, you know, in the
training camp
in the drills, and then you see him. He's finally pieced it together. But Mark Schlereff and I was having this conversation. It's like, Mike, how good is he against the run? I was like, that's the biggest improvement in his game, Mark. He actually plays the run solid today. Other teams were running the ball at him, especially when he went to San Francisco. And then now, not only is he a really good edge rusher, but he plays the run well. And I do think you saw it yesterday. Kirk Cousins, every time he took that snap, he had his eyes fixed on where Chase Young was. And it's been a while since we've had a guy like that. And Cam Jordan, God bless him, unbelievable to drink from the fountain of youth to play the way he did. But to watch Chase Young play this year and missing, what five games,
yep,
it's really, really something to see. And it was money well spent.
Man, I couldn't have said it any better, Mike. I mean, here's the other thing about Chase Young. He's 26 years old. I mean, he's right in the prime of his career, and the Saints have him on a very affordable, team-friendly contract. That deal they gave him, he earned it. And look, he rewarded the Saints with a breakout year. You're right. He played 12 games, so he missed five games. He has 10 sacks, 11 tackles for loss, 15 quarterback hits. That was a breakout year for him, and if he plays a full season, that is probably a Pro Bowl-like season for him. And so that's another building block that you don't have to worry about. You know, I go back to this line that Andy Reid said years ago, and I think about it a lot. When you're building a team, he said, give me a pass rusher, a quarterback, a left tackle, and a shutdown corner, and I'll figure out the rest. And that's kind of what he means is, like, those are the building blocks. Well, if you look at the Saints right now, you got your left tackle, you got your quarterback, the edge rusher, and Chase Young, and Kool-Aid McKinstry is really developed, I think, as a lead corner. You kind of got the key parts taken care of. And now you can just build around and just take good players. I just think it's so much different outlook on this team at this time this year compared to where we were just a year ago, where there were so many question marks on the roster.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Now, Jeff, if you'd have told me you'd have did this against this individual, considering the game he had on the national stage, and he just dogged the Rams. And here's the Rams might represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. We got to wait and see what's going to happen. But Bijan Robinson torched them. And then we hold Bijan Robinson to 43 total yards from scrimmage. And now you got to look at it. And we have a big enough sample size. He hadn't done jack against us. And here was a guy coming into the game, had 2,255 total yards from scrimmage. Why? What formula? Why are we so good against Bijan Robinson and other teams haven't been able to play at that level?
I just think that front seven, the way they fit, the way Brandon Staley teaches it. You talk to the players on the front seven, they all praise Brandon Staley and his teaching ability. And I think it's only going to keep getting better. But you're right. He had nowhere to go. He was bottled up. They were forcing everything outside. The run support by the secondary on this team, I think, is an overlooked factor on their run defense. Those guys will come up and play the run. Quincy Riley's good against the run. So is Kool-Aid McKinstry. They're just playing well together. They're playing with confidence. You know, other than Chase Young, and maybe you can make a case for DeMario as good a year as he had. He had a career year in tackles. There's really not a Pro Bowl, all-pro level type of talent there, a difference maker, a game wrecker. But, man, they play well together. And you could just see it. Everybody knew their assignment. Nobody was freelancing. And I think that all goes back to the leaders on the team and to Brandon Staley. And I think you can only be excited about the future when they start adding some guys in free agency in the draft now that they've got a little cap room to work with this offseason.
Now, Mike, Jeff. When you look at, I don't know if I've ever witnessed anything like this, and I don't think you have either. We scored 29 points in 17 games in the first quarter. What? I'm like, you think that'd be a misprint? No, 29 points in 17 games in the first quarter. And, you know, I've asked Kellen Moore that all the time, you know, wanting to get off to faster starts. And we've been unbelievable, especially scoring defense in the second half and the fourth quarter. We when the likes of, like, the Texans, Broncos, amongst the best of the best. But I think two areas. Okay, we got to get off to faster starts next season. And somehow, like we did the Giants game, you know, it does come in bunches. Remember, we were plus five. We had five straight takeaways. But we got to be on the plus side, that turnover margin. You know, and the block punt didn't even count yesterday. So when I look at, okay, if we could be more opportunistic to protect the football but take it away and then just get off to faster starts. I mean, go ahead.
I just think the offense needs a home run hitter. I mean, they need an explosive playmaker. That's why I'm really all for them trying to go and get, and Mike would know this very well, but I think Jeremiah Love would fit in perfectly on this offense. He's a home run hitter. He's explosive. I know he's a running back, and I know conventional wisdom is you don't take one high. Well, no one's questioning Bijan Robinson where he got drafted now, or Saquon Barkley. When you get special back like that, I think this team has a need for that offensively. They're great at stringing together these 10 play drives and kind of moving efficiently up and down the field in short little bites, but they have no real home run hitter, and I think Love would do that for them. And I look back in the old days when we were covering the Breeze Peyton Saints, they'd score 29 points in one quarter, Bobby. And the Saints didn't get it all year in that first quarter. It's crazy.
The one thing with Love, and this will come out, we'll put it on WWL.com during the week, but my comp for Jeremiah Love is Bijan Robinson. That's who he reminds me of, Jeff, because of the fact not only is he a dynamic runner who runs with power and speed, how well he catches the ball coming out of the backfield. I think that would be a really big-time addition. And I will ask you this question with the veteran players, with a Cam Jordan, with DeMario, with Taysom. I think you and I have talked about this. That's going to be up to Taysom, and you wonder if it's maybe, you know, he's leaning more toward leaving the game itself. But your thoughts, do you think that they will come up with a deal to bring back DeMario, Cam Jordan, the other guy Bobby brought up in training camp, Julian Blackman, who played safety for them.
He get an interception every day.
And, okay, yep. He's a really good, but he cannot stay healthy for whatever reason. Do you think with those three guys, what's the chances of all three of them coming back?
Oh, I think it's very good. You know, Cam Jordan in the locker room today was kidding with us. He was cleaning out his locker for the first time in his career because he's never had to do that before and he didn't have a contract. And we were kidding him that he's going to get some kind of offer for sure. I think DeMario, both those guys have earned another year, not because of loyalty, not because of what they've done, but because they produced this year. Both of them had breakout seasons. And I don't know about how you feel about this, guys, but I'm convinced this team does not rally from a 1-8 start without the leadership of guys like that in the locker room. I think they held that thing together. No one ever pointed fingers, and that's because of players like DeMario and Cam, and they also produced on the field. I think the key is going to be at what price. I mean, Cam Jordan had such a good year. I mean, he's going to earn a decent payday with those numbers he put up. Is it going to marry with what the Saints want to do? Only the front office probably knows that, but I know they value those guys. I'll be shocked if they're not offered something to come back at least on an incentive-laden deal.
Well, yeah, I think you're right on, Jeff, with that. And then I think Kellen Moore, the youngest head coach in the National Football League, you can't have just a bunch of, oh, we got to get young, got to get young. You have to have a balance. You have to have seasoned veterans who can lead the team, and you have that in DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan, and I have all these other young players. And I think, okay, well, who was the leader on offense? I think that was the vacuum there. But then Tyler Shuck showed up. So we have it on offense and defense.
He's going to be the guy there.
Yes. Yep. So now, to me, the one who's the odd man out because they're not going to pay everybody, and he got old overnight, is Alvin Kamara. Sorry, Alvin Kamara's been outstanding for us. But did he have any splash plays or chunk runs? I mean, come on. No, I'm just calling like I see. And I like Alvin Kamara. We've always had, look, great running backs. You look at Reggie Bush, Pierre Thomas. You look at
Deuce.
The Deuce, Darren Sproles. I mean, you go Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara. You go on and on. But, no, I think Taysom looks like at times he's lost a step because of his knee. But to me, there's no way they can't. They have to figure something out between DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan.
I agree. And look, I think Alvin Kamara's fate will largely be determined on what they do in the offseason. If, for instance, they do draft a Jeremiah Love, then that might force their hand a little bit. But I know they value him as well, but it's clear he's lost a step. It says something that Audric Estime's 32-yard run 2 weeks ago was longer than any run that Alvin has had in the last 3 years.
That
3 years, not 1 year, 3 years.
Three.
Exactly.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Did a great job covering the Saints this year, and like you always do, my man. Thanks so much for joining us.
Jeff, I'm going to tell you, Jeff is like an oracle to me. Like, I'm going to Delphi, you know, I'm going up, and I want a lot of wisdom. Like, I know I got a lot of common sense, but if I want wisdom, I just,
there is a difference, Jeff.
I pulled Jeff Duncan to the side and talked to him.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're the best, Bobby. You're the best. I appreciate you guys.
All righty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.